If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
It was a 40 feet long and 12 feet tall beast, the king of dinosaurs. Its massive and muscular body weighed up to 8 tons. Its serrated teeth were sharp, and its jaws had a bite so strong, they could crush a car. The creature had 2 powerful legs. It lived in forested river valleys all across North America, almost 70 million years ago. I'm talking about the most famous movie star among dinosaurs, T-Rex. It was very smart, with a brain twice as big as that of any large meat-eating dino. It was slower than other hunters, developing a speed of up to 12 miles per hour. Its other weakness was its small arms. Some scientists think they were just an evolutionary leftover, like the pelvic bones of some snakes. But others believe T-Rex used its arms to hunt. Its 4-inch claws helped the animal out. T-Rex was undoubtedly frightening. But surprisingly, there were even scarier dinosaurs in the past. Around 100 million years ago, there was a giant creature with the name that meant a spine lizard. It was Spinosaurus, the largest carnivorous dino. It was bigger than T-Rex and could grow almost 60 feet long. Its weight could be as great as 22 tons. The animal had long spines on its back. They could grow up to 7 feet long and were connected by folds of skin. They formed something that looked like a sail. Some scientists think it was a hump Spinosaurus used to store water. This dino had dense bones and short hind limbs. Researchers believed that these dinos could use their flat and wide clawed feet for paddling. This was the first dino that could ever swim. Unfortunately, it couldn't process smells like most other theropods. These were a group of two-legged carnivorous dinosaurs that appeared on Earth 230 million years ago. That's why the animals the creature hunted could hide from it on land. The Spino dino spent most of its time in the water. It roamed the swamps of North Africa and mostly fed on fish, big prehistoric sharks, and sometimes other dinosaurs. It had a long, thin, and narrow snout like a crocodile. Unlike other dinos of its kind, which had curved teeth, Spinosaurus had conically shaped straight teeth. Giganotosaurus, which is the Greek word for giant southern lizard, was considered the largest meat-eating dino until Spinosaurus was found. It lived around 100 million years ago in South America, around 30 million years before T-Rex appeared there. It was longer and taller, but more slender than T-Rex. And while T-Rex had 2 fingers, this giant had 3. It walked upright on its 2 big and very strong legs. Its tail was pointed and thin, which helped the creature make fast turns while running and keep its balance. The animal could move at a speed of up to 31 miles per hour. T-Rex's maximum speed was 25 miles per hour at the most. Any faster than that, and the giant could lose its balance and fall over. Giganotosaurus had 2 arms with sharp claws. It was mostly an opportunistic meat eater, feeding on everything it found on its way. Its bite wasn't as strong as T-Rex's, but it still managed to deal with some bigger animals, like herbivore dinosaurs. Maybe there was even an Argentinosaurus among them, the biggest animals ever found. It's hard to imagine how Giganotosaurus could take down a 50-ton beast on its own. That's why scientists think they may have hunted in groups. The animal's only weakness was its small brain. It was twice smaller than T-Rex's. This means the T could at least win a chess game. Big, retractable, sickle-shaped claws in the creature's feet are great for cutting. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Utah Raptor. That's a mini T-Rex that lived 125 million years ago. If a big T-Rex was coming for you, you could hide under a rock or some other place where it wouldn't be able to reach you. But there would be no place where its mini version couldn't follow you. Discovered in Utah, strong, toothy, and armored with huge claws, more than 9 inches long, an adult Utah raptor was 20 feet long and 5 feet tall at the hip. These creatures were covered in feathers. This is why fully grown animals look like gigantic turkeys. The Utah raptor's main weakness was their size. They were a bit smaller than many other dinos, but these guys made up for that by hunting in packs. Allosaurus, which means a different lizard in Greek, was a massive carnivore reaching 40 feet in length and weighing 2 tons. It roamed the Earth around 150 million years ago. Similar to T-Rex, this dino had strong back legs and a large snout. Its mouth was full of sharp teeth. The animal easily lost them when eating, but they usually grew back. Allosaurus was already fully grown by the age of 15, and its lifespan was around 28 years. The creature had a short neck and a long, narrow skull, disproportionately big compared to the rest of its body. This dino also had a pair of horns above its eyes and ridges along the top of its nasal bones leading to those horns. Allosaurus chased big herbivore dinosaurs. When several Allosauruses gathered in a group, they could take down even such colossal creatures as Apatosaurus. But scientists still doubt if they could cooperate, because these dinos were generally not too friendly toward one another. Some of the animals' bones had an hourglass shape, which made them lighter and reduced their strength. They were similar to the hollow bones modern birds have. Another weakness of this dino was its bite. It was less powerful than that of some modern animals, like lions, alligators, or leopards. Scientists think Allosaurus may have used its skull as a hatchet. The Rhizinosaurus was one of the freakiest dinos out there. It lived 100 to 60 million years ago. It had a very small head and bizarre feet with four toes, unlike their ancestors that had three. Its body was covered with feathers. This weirdo had the longest claws scientists have ever recorded. They were 3 feet long each. These claws were curved and sharp. The dino used them to collect plants for lunch. Scientists are still not sure if this creature was a herbivore or carnivore, or both. The dino had a long neck. There were no teeth in its upper jaw. Its wrist bones were like the ones modern birds have. The Rhizinosaurus might have evolved from a meat-eating to plant-eating animal throughout time. Unfortunately, in comparison with meat-eaters, herbivore dinosaurs were much weaker. And still, those claws could make its enemies think twice. High-spined lizard, or a Crocanthosaurus, lived 110 million years ago. It was 2 feet shorter than T-Rex, but had a similar body structure. Like T-Rexes, these creatures often went after bigger and more challenging animals. For example, with those backbones so hard, it seemed as if they were carrying a giant turtle shell, like Ankylosaur. The high-spined lizard was very territorial. It had a brain shaped like the letter S and an excellent sense of smell. What made a Crocanthosaurus vulnerable was its small arms. And still, the creature used them to hunt other animals surprisingly well. The dino pulled its catch close to its torso, which was like a hug you wouldn't be able to escape from. Diplodocus lived 150 million years ago. The 90-foot-long creature was possibly the longest dinosaur ever. Its tail, which could reach 46 feet in length, was the longest tail of any animal ever. And its neck was more than 20 feet long. The underside of the dino's tail had two rows of bones, which made the creature even stronger and more mobile. Diplodocus didn't look scary, long-necked, gentle, peacefully munching on plants, until it used its tail like a whip, making even the scariest meat eaters back away. This tail was the center of the dino's mass, which was why Diplodocus could move very quickly. Scientists first thought, this is a lizard-like animal, but its posture was more like that of an elephant. Plus, Diplodocus had nasal openings on its forehead. The dino's weakness was its small teeth and weak force bite. Quetzalcoatlus was the biggest flying animal ever. It lived 70 million years ago and controlled the skies of North America. It was a toothy, pin-headed creature with a blunt snout. It was as tall as a giraffe and weighed 550 pounds. Quetzalcoatlus had a small torso and long neck and legs. Its wings were short compared to the rest of its body, but still long enough to stretch for 40 feet. Scientists think this animal could fly at a speed of up to 80 miles per hour and travel 400 miles in a day. This dino was weaker than, let's say, T-Rex or most other carnivores of that time, but it had powerful muscles, which helped the animal rise into the air in the blink of an eye.